And in the world of video gaming, writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro says his family learned some important lessons when a new electronic toy came into their home.
My son, David, has just bought his own PlayStation 2. After months of saving, now comes the reward. He can join in conversations with his friends at school, comparing the digital quality of an Xbox, Game Boy, and the PS2. We've set up rules. He can't spend more than 1 hour a day playing. I can't spend more than 23 hours worrying about what values he's drinking in from those games. I've learned a new set of abbreviations. E for everyone, T for teens, M for mature. It's hard not to spot the M-rated games in Blockbuster. A burly guy clutching 2 9-millimeter parabellums, while behind him stands a woman with bodily curves possible only in computer animation, aren't they? Then there are the war games. They concern me the most. They look more like training programs. Don't think I'm a conspiracy theorist, but their popularity worries me. We live at a time of war. And you can't send young people off to be soldiers without first putting the nation into a war frame of mind. At dinner, my kids ask, "Dad, is there going to be a draft?" David has done the math. Any call-up would be 8 years away for him, 10 for his little brother Ben. Will we have to go? They have more questions than I have answers. So our family, Catholics, have been hanging out with Quakers a lot lately and attending their gatherings. My kids have gone from the aerobic rituals of kneeling, standing, and genuflecting at Mass to sitting for whole minutes at a time in quiet meditation. I'm amazed. They, I think, are bored. But they do like the Sunday school classes, where the teachers talk about the challenges of peace through the ages, about Jesus, Gandhi, and that great Catholic, Dorothy Day. The meeting house offers a stark contrast from the moments when I hear David at Blockbuster talking with his friends as he checks out the games. Last week, his buddy grabbed the one with the parabellum man and the virtual hot chick in the background. "That's tight," said his friend. And David said, "Ah, they're just trying to make violence sexy. Let's get the Shrek game." Maybe he said that for my benefit, words he knows will please his old man. And that's kind of reassuring. But I'll still keep an eye on David's cyber gaming because, for this 21st century parent, too many questions remain. Questions like, how do you raise a child to believe in peace when kids spend their free time bombarded by images of war? Questions like, how do you beat Adder's Factory on the last Yellow Comet level in Advance Wars 2?
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro, a contributing writer for Day to Day, his novel Home Killings is out now in paperback.